Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
As he gets off the plane, he is on with Dukes and Bell, and we certainly appreciate it. Double A, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the win and being in the World Series. I just, first of all, before we get into particulars, how does it feel for you? How do you feel?
Feels great. I appreciate it. And, you know, you said there is no bigger story. There is a big story. I got my Heyman beer.
Hey!
It's in the fridge in my office. I guarantee I'm the only GM in sports that has Heyman beer in his fridge right now. So I'm treating it like a fine bottle of wine. I figured if I just wait and I let it sit there for a little, hopefully in 10 days I'll enjoy it if things go well.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for the endorsement. If I could hug you right now, I would. And I speak for a lot of Braves fans, Alex. We would hug you because, man, the moves you made, I know we talked about this last time, but how did you know Rosario, or what did you think you were getting when you made the move to get Rosario over here?
Yeah, so look, obviously I've said this at the time we did the deals. We needed a lot of bodies, and we needed a lot of players, and we tried on a lot of players. And, you know, did we think Rosario would go one? You have no idea if you're going to make the post. You want to give yourself a chance to get in. And once you get in, anything can happen. So there was no thought of, oh, this guy's going to go become Babe Ruth during the NLCS. And I joke with some of it. If we knew that, we would have signed him in the offseason. But at the time, obviously, adding left-handed bats to our lineup was pretty important. We had a lot of right-handed bats other than Freddie and Albies. Everyone else was right-handed. So adding left-handed bats. You know, the other thing, too, is especially for the postseason, He puts the bat on the ball. His bat-to-ball skills, his contact skills are very high. He's not going to be an on-base guy. But, you know, I thought he was similar, and I told Snit when we got him. It's a similar profile to all these in terms of how aggressive he is. Now, he'll put it in play a little more, a little less swing and miss, but he's got some power as well. Obviously, he hit 30 home runs before, has a great arm from the outfield. But normally those guys that put the ball in play in the postseason, you're facing frontline stuff, elite stuff. People are game planning for you to get swing and miss. And, you know, it might be one play, a bad defensive play, a bloop, a bleeder. Obviously, you want hard hit balls. But guys that can make contact and put it in play in the playoffs, like we talked about, I think when we did an interview a month or two ago, power in the playoffs is pretty important too. So he has those two things, and look, he's done way more than anyone could hope for. But it's exciting. It's exciting for him, his family, and obviously exciting for us.
It's Double A, Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager. Game one tomorrow night, guys, in Houston. Games one and two, they'll be back in the ATL Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Alex, what can you say about Tyler Matzek and this postseason run where literally Snit has handed him the ball every night and he's gone out and gotten it done?
Yeah, I mean, one, Tyler, of course, deserves all the credit in the world, could have absolutely been the MVP as well. He's that good. I've said this a lot because I don't think it's been out there, but Dana Brown, our VP of scouting, if it's not for him, Tyler Matzek, the name doesn't even cross my desk. He begged me to sign him. He sent some scouts and got some looks, and I was reluctant because it was going to be a minor league deal and there was 2 weeks left in the minor league season, and why are we going to sign a guy for 2 weeks and then he's gone? But he got on the phone with me, and he basically, you know, screamed at me to do it. We needed to do it, and I'm going with him. He's a really good evaluator and a really good scout, and when he's that passionate about a guy, and I always remind him, it's one of the best moves you could have made. It's a huge part of our success. But, you know, so we signed him to a 2-year minor league deal and brought him to camp the first before the COVID shutdown. He looked great. And then to Snit's credit, he's like, why don't we bring him back for that camp in July when we reopened up? And obviously he made the team and he's been outstanding. So a lot of people have a lot to do with him being part of the organization, and for just Tyler himself, what he's done and how important he's been, the meaningful innings, the big jams, just all the big outs have been huge for us. So he's been an elite bullpen guy, and we do not get to the World Series without all the contributions that he's made.
That's right, guys. Braves going to the World Series starting tomorrow night. We'll see Charlie Morton on the bump. So glad you got him back for another year as well. Hey, while we're talking about the bullpen, Carl and I were talking about this earlier, Alex. How impressed are you with the job that Minter's been doing? I mean, he's just like, it's kind of like he's found his, I won't say found another gear, but Minter has been unbelievable.
No, you're right. And you don't know, you know, you always wonder because he was so good. Well, he was good during the season last year. In fairness, it was 60 games, but he was awesome in the postseason last year as well. Everyone remembers that NLCS bullpen game, that spot start he made for us and went three innings and just dominated. It's never been an issue of stuff. I mean, this guy closed for us. He's got elite stuff. It's just consistency, command, throwing strikes, all those things. But I mean, you always wonder, some of those guys just perform in the playoffs. And we didn't know what we were going to get with AJ coming into the postseason. He was back with us, was solid at the end of the year. But only until he threw that first inning against the Brewers, and when he came out of the pen and looked really good, we came into the clubhouse after and were really excited and basically said, well, we have what we call the circle of trust. It's just a form of which relievers are your key guys in the postseason that you're really going to go to and that's really going to go to. And he was not in that circle of trust to start the playoffs. And once that Brewers inning came through, he jumped right back into it because he was so good. And I expect him to continue to be a huge part of it. But he's been outstanding. And, you know, again, it's been a big part of what we've done.
I know you don't want to give formula or strategy away, but what's the situation with Soler and what do we do with the DH? What are the options in the general manager's mind?
Yeah, so, I mean, the good news is with the first two games, we have, obviously, we have the DH, so all these guys are going to play. We're facing a left-handed starter, so that's obviously a little more complicated. It's a guy that gets a ton of ground balls. He's good against both sides. But I think, you know, you're going to see Soler play these next two games, and I think we're really going to take it game to game. So all these guys will be playing game one and two, and then when we get back to Atlanta without the DH, that's where the decision-making's got to come in. I know people don't want to buy in the small samples and so on, but if someone's hot or someone looks good or locked in, there's a chance we're going to continue to go with the hot hand. So, you know, it was nice. You know, Soler hadn't played in a long time. He got two at-bats. It was nice to see that at-bat off Kenley Jansen that he had. That was an impressive at-bat. And even the way he rounded first and slid in a second was really impressive as well. So I'm excited that he's going to be back in there. He's going to get a lot of at-bats these first 2 days. We'll get to see where he's back because, you know, as much as Jock's been amazing and Duvall had some really nice games and obviously Cesario was on fire, you know, we were crushed when we found out about Soler being out. And Sid and I talked before that game. Is this going to impact us? It was a clinch game against the Brewers. And we came out and won, and I think, you know, we were 3-1 in the games that he's missed, or 4-1, whatever it might be. So we've been able to hold the fort down. So if we get him back and he's back playing the way he could, it's a huge add for us.
Right. It is Alex Anthopoulos, guys, the brains of the operation for the Braves here, joining us as we're ready for the World Series to commence. By the way, I guess it wasn't that hard a decision because the Cubbies started doing a fire sale, but the Jock Peterson move, and boy, is he a loose dude, too. What the vibe he brings to the clubhouse. But was that a no-brainer to get him over here?
Yeah, I knew him in L.A., so there was a comfort level. I mean, he's the type of guy that in the offseason in California, he'd come up to the office, he'd hang out in my office and just shoot the breeze. It could be November, December. And what you see on TV, the interviews, that is who he is. That's as real as they come. It's who he is no matter who he's around. He's the type of guy that when he walks in the clubhouse, no matter who's there, you're going to have a smile on your face. You just can't help. He brings that energy. And that was, look, he's obviously a very talented player, but we needed that. We just were so beaten down and just so many things had gone wrong. And just knowing Jock's mentality and personality, not only did we need him from an ability standpoint, but from a clubhouse standpoint, I was real confident that he was going to come in and guys were going to fall in love with him. And, you know, to his credit, the first day he was here, he was talking about, you know, we're going to need this in the playoffs. And he was talking like we were already going to be in the playoffs. And we were under 500. We were not playing well. And that wasn't, you know, lip service or false swagger. He really believed it. This is a playoff team. We're going to come in here. We're going to win. And these are things we need to do when we do win.
Alex, what's this been like for you with all the injuries? I mean, from Acuna to the Ozuna situation. I mean, that wasn't an injury, obviously, but What's this been like? Has this been the craziest season you've ever experienced?
Yeah, I think I told a friend this. You know, you get a lot of texts and everything. I said it's been the worst and the best year of my career, if that makes any sense.
Okay, explain.
You know, I mean, the way it was going, it was just, you know, again, you guys are fans too, obviously. It was not fun, you know. And it's a few things, right? It's not fun. It's embarrassing. You know, you're letting a lot of employees down, fans down. You know, you guys, I say this all the time. I'm a sports fan too, and I know what it's like to, you know, to not feel good about your team. And you know, as a GM, you take that responsibility. You feel it. You know, no one's telling you that. No one's getting on you individually. But as a sports fan, you have to get it. You have to understand it. So you want to deliver. And you also realize that you're not always going to win and things aren't always going to go well. But, you know, when things aren't going well, you just feel a responsibility to be able to come through, clean up the mess, whatever it might be. So to finally get it turned around and to keep going, and now to see the elation and the joy and what winning. And look, we've won the other threes I've been here, but we hadn't won like this. We hadn't gotten to the World Series. And this is whole other level. I see it on my street. Our neighbors did an unbelievable thing for us. I got home last night. They had just basically put flags and balloons and big cardboard sign thanking us, Go Braves, and all of them, you know, really just up and down the street. It's incredible to see. And I told my wife, I came home, I said, did you see this? I was just so touched by it. And just seeing things at our kids' schools and things like that, like, you know, you realize the power of sports and winning and seeing Trey Young walk into the game wearing a Braves jersey and the city rallying around us. And it's awesome. It's awesome. And it's pretty powerful that you get to work in a job that you get to do things like that.
Hey, man. And again, everybody from the Pearls and everything else. And by the way, we did give some love to the skipper. Your relationship with Snitker over the years, I know initially, you know, it looked like he was just going to be a placeholder here, and he's turned into an unbelievable manager.
Yeah, he did a great job. I was joking with him the other day. I'm like, Snit, this is the way you drew it up, right? I think it's when he turned 66. You're going to have players with pearls, umbrellas, panda heads, swords. Just the way you thought when you managed in the minors. It's total Braves, right? The way Sherholtz and Cox told you it was going to be. But you know what? To his credit, he's been able to adapt, and guys enjoy playing for him. And, you know, I've said this. I thought he's managed fantastic in both of these series, the Brewers and the LA series. Just some big-time moves, really being ahead of the game. Just doing some things that you wouldn't see him do during the year and understanding the urgency of the playoffs. And, you know, you look at pulling Ian Anderson with 66, you know, that's not an easy call. And he was throwing well. He wasn't throwing a no-hitter, but he was throwing the ball really well. And we knew we had a really deep bullpen at that time. We had 2 days off. We knew A.J. Minter could go too. Tyler Matzik could go too. Will Smith could go too. So we talked about it before the game that if we have a shot, we can be really aggressive as a team, and we're going to be covered for the bullpen because we had those 2 days off for the relievers. Look, it was a blowout game the game prior, but the fact that guys like Dylan Lee can go take down 2 innings and we're getting innings out of other guys just to get through the game, that allows A.J. Minter to go two. That allows Tyler Matz to go two and to be fresh and to do it. And Snit making sure getting Adrianza that at bat. You know, L.A. has, I believe they were going to bring the left-hander in, but, you know, from a timing standpoint, it worked out for us that we got Rosario the at-bat against the right-hander, and obviously it was a huge bomb for us.
You gave us a chance, Alex. I mean, seriously, and we thank you for that. You gave us a chance as fans by making the moves you made. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're cheering like hell for these Braves to bring it home and to win it. We will see you Friday when you guys get back. Go Braves. Let's get game one and two there in Houston. Thank you again, Alex.
No, I really appreciate it. I'll say this, and I know the fans did. I mean, I'm telling you, we cut payroll in the offseason. We had no idea what attendance was going to be. They were coming out in droves. We were second in attendance to L.A., which is way more capacity than we have. And that was a game changer for us. And to Terry McGurk's credit, anything that we made above and beyond what we expected to lose, I guess, he said, hey, you can put it right back into the club. Go, go, go. And it was awesome. And it's the fans deserve a ton of credit. And the guys that were already in place to keep us afloat deserve a ton of credit. So hopefully we all enjoy it. Just like you said, I have no idea what's going to happen the next 10 days or so. But, you know, this is what we all want, and this is what we all strive for. So go Braves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.